America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know what that sound means. It's football. It's the trade deadline today in the NFL. We're keeping you up to date with what's going on. All right, let's go around the league a little bit. Back to your phone calls here. Combo-Con looking for the best combinations for a football day, for a game day. And the best answer today wins a great prize today and entered for our grand prize, which includes a smoker, 55-inch TV.
That smoker, though, man.
Oh, man. Man. All courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniels. All right, back to the phones in a minute or two. But here, we got some moves already today. Let's throw out moves we know about, including one that just happened in the division. All right, Kyle, what are the details here? It sounds like the division leading Commanders are adding a big name.
Yeah, so as far as I see, no exact compensation update, at least as of now. But the Washington Commanders just traded for Marshawn Lattimore from the Saints.
They're going for it!
So Lattimore's kind of had a weird career because he started off those first couple years. I think he was drafted, 17, 18?
Mm-hmm.
And he was very good. I mean, he was like all pro kind of level off the jump. He's had a lot of injuries here the last few years. I don't know where he is at this stage in terms of how good he still is.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this. At one point, he was a great player, and he's not that old. He's 28 years old. If there's something left in the tank there, and that's kind of a weakness for them, because I think their defense has been okay, but they're an offensive team. So now they add a guy
They add some defensive prowess.
And, I mean, this sort of ties in a little bit to what we were just talking about with Micah Parsons. They might have, I mean, we don't know the compensation yet, they might have used a pick that the Eagles gave them to get this guy.
So that means that it makes you more bullish on not trading Micah Parsons?
It's just a lesson to be learned. That giving away draft picks, you never know what the other team's going to do with them.
You're right about that.
And you could give them life.
And a lesson was learned by the Phillies. If you don't go for it, you go home.
Yeah, but we also learned a hard lesson that we made the wrong trade for a guy in Jahan Dotson. And then the Washington Commanders might have just turned around and used that pick to boost their defense and make it harder for us to win the division.
Well, they got better today, and we'll see how much better the Eagles try to get. So that's one. Another one from earlier today.
It was a third, by the way.
They gave the pick for Dotson.
Hmm.
Well, just because you make one bad move. Hold on a second. Let's not compare trading for Parsons compared to trading for Dotson. Parsons has been great. Dotson had never been even good.
But it's worth making this point that Howie is on a heater making drafts, not on a heater making trades.
It has gone the other way. It's kind of flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Parsons is the...
Stick to your strengths.
Go get Micah Parsons. Please. All right, anyway. Hugh Douglas this morning, a big-time pass rusher, was traded. The Lions get their replacement for Aiden Hutchinson. So they traded for Za'Darius Smith from the Browns. I believe that was Smith and a seventh go to the Lions for a fifth and a sixth. That's a good move by Detroit.
Yeah, and our direct opponents, like the people that we probably got to see in the playoffs, they're getting better. So everybody's getting a little nervous now. We still got time to see what's going to happen, though, man.
Za'Darius Smith could still play. I mean, I know sometimes you trade for an older pass rusher. The Eagles did this a couple years ago, right? Robert Quinn, and he had nothing left in the tank. Smith still looks to me like he could play. Maybe not to the level he was 3 or 4 years ago, but he'll help them. So that was a big move. And then the Cowboys traded for a player today. Is that right, Kyle? They traded for what? Mingo, the receiver?
Jonathan Mingo from Carolina.
What is going on down there?
Look, Jerry, you heard him yesterday. He's not giving up on the Cowboys team, even though they just put Dak on IR this morning.
He is good and crazy.
He really is. He's smoking something.
All right, so we had the three deals. And then, Kyle, you saw something on DK Metcalf. What was that all about?
Apparently Seattle was, I guess they had him on the table, but it was news to me that they're not trading him, but you figure that if they had the need to put out that they're not trading him, that there was at least a thought to it?
Yeah, that was interesting to know. And maybe Seattle's kind of thinking about the future. Two other ones yesterday. The Cardinals, who, by the way, I think are leading their division. Gannon has them playing well. They trade for Baron Browning, a pass rusher from the Broncos. Sixth-round pick went back. So it feels like we kind of know the cost of pass rushers right now, right? Like, pretty good pass rushers going for fifth or sixth round picks. That tells me the Eagles could get one if they want. And we were talking running backs earlier. The Bears traded Khalil Herbert to the Bengals for a seventh round draft pick.
Missed the boat on that one.
So Lattimore is the biggest trade so far in terms of draft compensation?
I would have done a seventh for Herbert.
I would have too. Add it back to the backfield.
Right, wake up, Howie.
Yeah, this is a little weird. It's a little too quiet. Howie Roseman-Hugh is usually very active, and he seems a little quiet.
He's probably on the phones. He's probably working the phones.
100%,
don't count Howie out. I'm about to send Howie a text message. I mean, what the hell are you doing?
Howie, you got 3 hours, buddy. Get this thing done.
Text him, wake up.
Be like, Howie, what the hell are you doing? No, I'm not bothering Howie, man. He's probably doing this thing.
Oh, he's Big Dom. He's
big. He cooking. He in the lab cooking up
Maybe
something.
Big Dom's making the trades.
Maybe.
He's got a headset, no?
Which was spoken about today with Nick Sirianni in the morning show.
He asked the question.
Did we ever get? We got confirmation from Howard, right? That started after the bye.
Yes.
Yeah, Cleveland, but the Browns game.
Yeah. So is Dom the run the ball guy? Because they've run the ball a lot since the
offense
bye.
Has been better.
Can't wait for that story. Big Dom's calling play. Sorry, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Your phone calls on all things trade for a running back. Would you trade two first for Micah Parsons? The deadline here. And then we got to get to this Paul George audio in a couple minutes. He had his first game as a Sixer last night. He came back, you know, a little rusty, but it was really the last play of the game and the last moment that caught everyone's attention. Bruce in D.C. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, sorry about that earlier. I had a hot call that came in.
No, you good. Handle your business.
Business, Bruce. We get it.
Hey, business is business. Absolutely. Yeah. So with this trade thing. Hey, look, man. I'm on board with the Micah Parsons trade. I'm on board. I'm with it. But here's my thing, though. And just based on what you just said about where DEs are trading at,
yep.
I think we could get away with not two first round picks, but one first round pick, Bryce Hoff, and maybe a first and a third, you know, to get Parsons. But man, look, if we can get him, I'm all in. Let's make this happen, because we will have a bona fide deadly defense. And Kansas City rolled their defense to the Super Bowl last year.
That's right. Defenses are back, Hugh Douglas. They are necessities now.
We're there. So. Hey, look. If we can get him, I think that we're going to improve. But no, not take away from the. Hey, we got the young Thundercat there in the back raising hell. So, oh man, that would be the ultimate for sure. No, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
See, Bruce gets it here. That the ultimate defenses are back. Hugh, I mean, you gotta feel this. Defenses
Come
is
on
coming
you,
back.
No,
defenses matter.
Y'all asking for somebody who we ain't never gonna get close again. They're not letting Micah Parsons go.
That's
into
why
man.
You
I'm
offer two
happen.
Ones. No, I mean, that's all. No, plus, Jerry doesn't even know what's going on. He might say yes by accident.
He might say yes by accident.
His old senile ass. He don't know. Because see, here's the thing and I've been arguing with Cowboy fans about this. They're not going to – where are they going to get the cap money to renew his contract?
Yeah, they have been dragging that one out a little bit.
Exactly. They are not going to be able to do it, and they're going to lose him and get nothing for it. And then this other cost, oh, well, he won't fit into the culture. Man, come on. Freaking Parsons is a freaking Philadelphia – look, he's a Philadelphia guy. He's going to fit right in. He is not going to have any problems. Mm-hmm. He goes to the Phillies game. That's not going to be an issue at all. That's some foolishness right there. So trust me, he's going to come here and he's going to do great for us if we can get him. But still, I'm a realist too. I don't think it's going to happen. But if it can happen, let's make it happen.
See, Bruce gets it. Well, now he's off his phone call and he's back to reality with us. He gets it. All right, Bruce, give us a great combination here. Game day combo. What do you got?
Man, y'all gonna laugh at this one. Mm-hmm. A great game day combo is two ice cold Stellas in the bottle.
Stella or Twa.
I'm bougie about my beer now. And looking at the Eagles game in a good strip club like Delilah's.
You know what? That's a different one. We haven't heard anyone like that. Bruce, we appreciate it. So he specified the drink. He specified exactly where he's going
to
be.
They had a steakhouse. They used to have steaks. Do they still serve? They had some pretty good steaks.
I don't know what goes on.
I haven't been in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a while. Hollis tries to get me to go all the time, though.
You holding out?
Yeah. Little bit, you know, there's all this gray in my beard, man. It's a little bit too old
for now.
That doesn't help you.
It just feels a little. You know, I mean, to each his own.
Yeah,
to each his own. But you know, I mean, it's just, you know.
So what you're saying is, when the Eagles allow fewer than 17 points per game, that beard is off. We know what's going to happen
still,
after that.
Still not going. I'm just not going. Yeah, it's just certain things, and I'm not taking shots at Bruce, because Bruce do was best for
yeah,
me. It's just that for me. It's
you're
like,
not
it's,
built for that stuff anymore, man.
No, I'm
you
not.
Fall asleep
I
at
fall asleep,
Chickie
man,
and Pete's
listen,
during draft parties.
I will
you're
go
not
to
making
sleep,
a strip club.
I will go to sleep in a strip club in a heartbeat. I go to sleep.
This is your way of telling everyone that you're washed. I mean,
I'm not washed. It's just that. It's just not like it. You know, it just don't hit the same. It's just, you know.
You don't have, all right, I get it. You don't have to say you're washed. We'll say it for you.
No, it's not washed. That. It's just, be like,
Does you do anything for us?
Now, it was since we're oversharing.
Oh, no.
It was a spot in Atlanta called the Claremont. That's where the older strippers went. Now, that's where you go. I like them at this age. If I'm going to strip club, I want to see the advanced strippers.
How old are we talking?
About advanced in their 30s, 40s. About in their 30s or their 40s. Oh, the older strippers.
I think I meant old.
Well, 30 or 40. That's old for a stripper.
Yeah, advanced could also mean highly skilled.
Yeah. I mean, it's a veteran. I would like to go to more of the veteran strip club, where they have the vets that might have, they might be silver fox strippers, you know? I'm just saying, man, because you go in there now, you know, you're talking about what? 19, 20, 20, you know, I'm just saying, dog. That's just me. You know what I mean? Just a little bit,
I can't stop laughing at the idea of you saying the vets.
The veterans, yeah. It's a strip club. I think it's called the Claremont.
The season one.
Yeah, the season. They're a little bit more, you know, advanced strippers. Yeah, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go with some that might, they might be sporting
advanced
gray hair.
Advanced is such a great term for it.
They might have gray hair.
It makes sense, but I've never considered that.
They close at 8 because everyone's going to sleep like you.
No, I think it's, now you got me thinking, I think it is the Claremont, though. I think it is. It's been so long since I've been
straight
there.
Straight 8 o'clock cut off. Everybody go
special.
Home to your lives.
3 p.m. All right, Black Gritty's up. What's up, Black Gritty?
Man, you out here listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire at the strip club. You want the,
hey, Serpentine Fire. Hey, listen, tell the story about the Serpentine Fire, bro. Yeah.
Hey, look, well, first of all, I'm with you on the drinking and the eating. If I go out drinking, I'm drinking. If I'm eating, I'm eating. I ain't trying to mix the two. Half of y'all go out there to these birthday parties, got to take your kids home out there drinking all day. Stop it. Be responsible. Watch yourself. Secondly, Joe Giglio, what is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Michael Part-Time Parsons ain't nobody.
I keep trying to tell
you. 41 and a half sacks already in his career. Part-time.
How many does he have in the playoffs? Because he goes every year.
One.
He has one in four games.
He got one more than you, Joe Giglio. One more than your bald head self. Mm-hmm. One more than me in the playoffs. Postseason don't show up. Part-time. Lawrence Taylor where? Okay? And he was right. If Bill Belichick goes there, you think he's letting a podcast McGee hang out with them? No, they're not. So you can go pick him up, bargain basement off the street, and overpay somebody. I'd rather take two first-round picks and go up and go get a Michael Parsons like in the draft if I was going to do that. Stop asking for stuff you ain't going to get. You like, just a broke kid. You know what I mean? Your parents ain't got no real job. You out here asking for Lambos. That's what I told, OG online. He's like, OG's like, let's go get Garrett. I'm like, you're a broke kid asking for something you ain't never going to get. How about we go get a Young or like a Clowney or something? Be responsible, okay? You know what I mean? Stop it.
That sounds like Dombrowski with Austin Hayes. We'll be responsible. I want a star, Black Gritty.
He went and got Ndamukong Suh and what's-his-face off the couch.
Linval Joseph. Linval, yeah.
Yeah.
So don't tell me about what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. My bad. It ain't Dombrowski. I'm not dumb, okay? I'm talking about making regular moves, bro. Just stop talking. This is why people don't like the radio. When you start talking like this, that's why people take meetings when you be talking crazy like this, because you don't make no dang gum sense. Now, back to what I like. Somebody already, we had to win an answer. You know what the win answer is?
Well, Mike and Merrill is a good one so far.
That's the answer.
Yep.
My answer is silence and social media. I like to be by myself. I just like to tweet and be on Facebook. I'm old like you. I ain't got time for the foolishness no more. Let's go out to this senior citizen strip club and get it popping. I got some nickels on me, brother. I got some nickels on me. I talked to y'all.
All right, Blacker. That's
yeah, it
a good
was
one.
The Claremont. Like people, like
oh, sorry, sit over
to,
here,
yeah, it's Claremont. It's the Claremont, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah. That's where the more advanced strippers. That's where they work.
Well, I mean, it just said adult entertainment club. Doesn't look very. It's kind of a rundown building from the outside.
Well, yeah, it's different than the inside, Joe. It's you know, yeah.
I don't know different. The way you described it, it might be rundown on the inside and the outside.
No, quick, I mean, some of them, you know, they're holding it together. They got it. You know, they holding it together.
Football now.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got it.
Probably should work our way back.
It's a quick rumor or, you know, compensation expectation for mm-hmm. the Giants mm-hmm. who are trying to trade Azeez Ojulari.
It's a good
okay.
name, by the way.
Yeah,
I like that
a
name.
Great
name.
First
Georgia
of all,
kid.
Well, I looked at this guy's number. So he's 24, has 6 sacks this year. A fourth or a fifth is apparently what they're looking for. That is so far and away a better deal than trading 2 first for Micah Parsons this year.
On.
It's not even... It's a no-brainer.
He's a free agent to be, though, which means he's got to get paid this offseason.
Great.
Parsons
he's
has
not
one extra
cost
year.
Anywhere close to as much as Micah, and will cost you a fourth or a fifth.
Well, hold on. So you're right. Micah will cost way more. He's a better player. Mm-hmm. But if I'm Azeez Ojulari, mm-hmm. it is a good name to say, he's going to get $60 million of free agency. He's better than Bryce Huff, who okay. just got 50. He's well, not going to be cheap.
Yeah, he can be cheap.
He's having a better season than... Like, I get Micah Parsons injured. You know, yeah, Parsons right. had 1 sack before he got hurt in... 5 games? 4
Parsons
games?
Has 3 double-digit sack seasons.
That's wonderful. He's not having a good season this year. No, Azeez Ojulari is. And he cost you so much less.
You want Azeez?
I want Azeez.
I would take Azeez, too.
In a heartbeat over
right,
Micah.
I just want to throw this out there. Because, you know, sometimes you guys throw these things out there. And I'm like, what are we talking about? So, you know, Hugh's telling me why Micah Parsons is not a big game player. All these playoff games without sacks. You know, sometimes good pass rushers... don't have stretches in the playoffs where they have a lot of sacks. I'm looking at a guy right now. This guy in the NFL had a lot of sacks, and he went 1, 2, 3, 6 straight games at one point of his career without a sack in the playoffs.
Well, is Hugh Douglas okay? Yeah, I guess.
You know what, Joe? I knew when I said this that that was going to come up. But in my defense, that would be a double and triple team most of those times.
Oh, yeah.
And you were just cooked by that point.
No, yeah, no, in the playoffs all day. They definitely want to let me get off on the playoffs.
So in the stretch that I brought up, the last 3 games, it was the 0-4. Yeah, I mean, you were cooked. But, you know, you start your playoff career with 4 sacks in 4 games. I mean, big-time playoff performance, well, right?
There's parallels of Parsons here. Problem in the locker room? You don't.
First of all, I was not. Not a problem in the locker room.
Jets chipped you right out.
Oh, yeah, I kind of. Not that I think about it. Yeah, I did. It was a problem in the locker room.
So,
what you brought in to be a good presence in the locker room?
Well, no, it was like when I got traded from New York.
Yep.
I was considered a problem child.
No, I mean at the end when they brought you back from Jacksonville.
Oh, you mean a badass?
Yeah.
Oh no!
You were supposed to be a calming force.
No, I was gonna play, but I got hurt the first game back. I got thrown my rotator cuff the first game back on the field, and so, I was like, "Damn!"
Another parallel to Parsons, who is currently not playing with an injury.
I'm just saying, first 4 playoff games for Hugh, 4 sacks. The next 6, a big old 0.
Yeah, they weren't about to let me. They weren't about to let me get no sacks. So that's different.
After the Jim Miller game,
did we win?
Goose egg.
Did we win? Did we win those games except for the NFC Championship?
Well, here you were 3-1 your first 4 playoff games mm-hmm. with 4 sacks. After that, you were 3-3 the rest of your playoff career.
Is that right?
Mm. When Hugh showed up, the Eagles won playoff games. When he didn't, they didn't. Kenny is up next. What's up, Kenny?
There is so much to unpack with your show today.
Well, where do you want to start? What do you got for us?
Well, all right. First off, I'm picturing little Johnny going, "Hey, Grandma, can you take me to the amusement park? Sorry, son, I have to go dance tonight."
No, I'm telling you, if Grandma got body, if she can still put it together, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. It's a lot of older women out there that still they have the shapes of like younger women. And God bless them. God bless them, everyone.
God bless them. Second off, next time you guys get a call about Italian food, please consider me your Italian food consultant. I'll make sure I vet it out for you.
Frankie's not going to like that.
Yeah, Frankie thinks he has that. But you're the only one of the two that is giving us, you know, you made us the gravy.
I did. And by the way, what he mentioned, the Gabadels, they're actually really, really good. But You can get them in the frozen food section. They call cavatelli is how it's spelled.
Oh, you know what? I just wasn't here. I know what cavatelli is. I've had that. I didn't.
He challenged Joe's Italian.
He did, and I failed. I mean, I'm a failure today.
Well, that's right. You didn't speak broken Italian-American to understand what he was saying. I understood it. Next thing, Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't care who you are. Once you get that Dallas stink on you, you ain't washing it off. I call it the Tony Boniel syndrome. You're just not getting rid of it. So I don't care what it is. You know, Micah Parsons, you might be a great player, but you got that Dallas stink on you. So no thanks. I want him to go after Myles Garrett is who I want him to go after.
I wish they didn't say no already, because it seems like publicly they're saying no. I mean, he's a great player, Kenny. I mean, I think most of us, if they could get him, you'd give up the picks. It would be necessary. What do you think about the running back thing? Another back in here?
Well, you know, Kyle made a very compelling argument when I called in. I think in the end we're okay with running back. We need pass rushers. What we need. That's what we need. We got to get that, and maybe another offensive lineman. Not sexy, not glamorous, but.
A little bit of depth. Want some right depth. Now.
You know what? That's a good idea. With all the injuries they've had there, they could use another one just in case one of these things goes the wrong way. All right, Kenny, game day combo. What's your favorite one?
Well, Bruce stole mine. I called it boobs and ball with football and strip club. Since he took it, I mean, basically, I have to go the other way. Football and meatballs.
Football and meatballs with Kenny.
I thought that was about to go an entirely different
direction.
Yeah,
that's okay. All right, we appreciate it,
Kenny. He brought it back, though. He got it.
If we're being honest about it, boobs and balls sounds better than, that was a better delivery.
Yeah, he sold
of the
it.
Combo.
Yeah, he sold it. Yeah, it's a matter
but
of...
But then he pivoted off.
Yeah, honing in on exactly what he was talking about. All right, I don't even know where to go with this other than it's what an incredible first impression. Last night, so Paul George played his first game. He was late night in Phoenix, and they were trying to bury the lead. Like, we'll start him off in Phoenix. Everyone will be asleep. And I did fall asleep halfway through the game because it was like midnight. But I did wake up this morning. First thing I did was look at my phone. I was like, did they win? Because it was a close game. They didn't win. Durant had a shot late. But Paul George had a chance to win the game. He missed a shot that would have tied the game. Let's hear Paul George after the game on the last shot and the thinking that went into the two he took.
I mean, that was, again, bad evaluation. I thought we were down one. I thought KD made the layup that put them up one. Otherwise, go for the three to try to win the game opposed to going for a two to tie the game. So after watching it, another bonehead play. Again, in that situation, why not go for the win? Yeah, I mean, it was, but I mean, I got the matchup. Kyle did a great job of putting a favorite matchup in that situation. I got a good look, rimmed in and out. You live with that at the end of the day.
So I love this for so many reasons.
One, why is that?
Well, he called the misreading the scoreboard an evaluation.
He evaluated it wrong.
It's not an evaluation, it's a fact. So he didn't know the score of the game. So he thought they were down one.
Yeah.
So the two-pointer would have won the game. Instead, they were down two. So the two-pointer he took would have tied. Basically, he's saying if he knew the score, he would have shot three.
He would have shot a three.
He wanted to try to win. He thought he was for the win. In fact, he was going for the tie. He missed the game. He also called it another bonehead play and then said, you live with it.
Yeah. You know what I thought about when I heard that?
What's that?
You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Yeah.
And what we've... This is... And... The PR department has nothing to do with this, but man, you talk about a organization that's had a rough couple of weeks. That's a rough couple of weeks for the, like I'm saying, like six, listen, I'm trying to tell you, I know this ain't got nothing to do with the PR department, but if you need my help, I'm here for you. I can moonlight a little bit. I'm not going to be there every day because I got this to do. This is the main thing.
So part-time work.
Then you got to keep the main thing. But hell, I might as well be part-time because whoever you got over there working full-time ain't getting it done for you. I'm just saying. I mean, you might as well. What's wrong with giving me a shot? I'm reformed.
We contracted a new PR guy. What's his name? Hugh Douglas.
I'm reformed. I know people in the business. I know one of the best PR guys in the business that can help me run y'all organization.
Can I offer very simple advice to Paul George?
What's that?
And like, I'm not mad he missed a shot. It's his first game. He was rusty. He missed a shot. But whatever. Don't tell everyone you didn't know the score of the game.
Yeah, you got to go ahead and eat that turd, bro.
You can't
say nothing about that.
I don't think anyone would have even known, right? Because I think the assumption was he was trying to tie the game. He volunteered that he was trying to win the game, and he didn't know the score.
I'm just saying, if y'all need some help in the PR department, man, I
don't know if this is the best idea, Hugh.
I'm just saying. I can't be there every day, but you know, I get my phone periodically, and sometimes it goes off periodically when it's not supposed to. But still, I can help out. Mm. I can help you out, like, you know, make decisions. Like, I would have told you flat out before Marcus Hayes walked back in that locker room, there needed to be a conversation that needed to be had. I'd have said that. I'd have gave you that.
So you want to be the common sense guy?
I want to, yeah.
Yeah.
I see the irony in your face when I say it like that. But yes, I'm trying to reform my image. And this is what better way to do it than to start with this job.
Can't wait for that email to go out. The new common sense guy for the Sixers, Hugh Douglas. All right, 215-592-9495. By the way, Sam Amick of The Athletic reporting tomorrow could be Embiid's first game of the season.
I don't believe it.
I don't either. All right, your phone call is coming up. Micah Parsons to trade 2 1s for him. A running back? Do they need one? And should the Eagles make a move? Look, the Commanders got better today. The Lions got better. Your best game day combos for a great giveaway. Plus, we have to play what Jason Kelce said about his incident on Monday Night Football. And it's Tuesday, which means kiss the baby. Who are we eliminating this week on the Midday Show? Sports Radio 94 WIP.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.